I'm Brian McCreath from WCRB with Tugan Sokyev, who is here in Boston for the first time. It's so good to have a little bit of your time today. Thank you so much for your time.
Hello, I'm very happy to be here.
You are from, I think it's a fairly small place in Ossetia originally, although maybe you can correct me on that. It's not a place that we in America know well. So tell me about the town in which you grew up.
It's called North Ossetia, and it's very close to Caucasus Mountains. It's in south of Russia. We live in a very picturesque and very, almost like a Swiss Alps landscape we have there, and nature is beautiful. I come from a city with a very rich cultural and musical tradition, so that's actually where I picked up my love for music, generally speaking. So, we have a philharmonic orchestra, we have opera house there, so it's a quite important cultural city in that region of Russia.
Okay, that's really helpful. I think it's a part of the world that unfortunately a lot of us don't know too much about. But you studied then in St. Petersburg, and so when you went there to study, was that a really big change for you to move to a totally different part of Russia?
It was a massive change because it's, culturally speaking, it's different. I mean, St. Petersburg is considered a cultural capital of Russia. It's beautiful imperial city. With a beautiful architecture, with beautiful history, powerful cultural traditions as well. We have a great opera house, a philharmonic orchestra there. And I went to study with one of the most famous conducting teachers, who was called Ilya Musin. So he was 95 when I came to study with him. Yes, so unfortunately he passed away when he was 99, so. But he lived a very long life, and he always was surrounded by his students, and he's also a teacher of Valery Gergiev. Of course you know Valery Gergiev and Yuri Temirkanov, Semyon Bychkov. He gave all his life to educating conductors.
And tell me about the program that you've put together for the BSO this week, beginning with the Simple Symphony by Britten, and then there's the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Chopin with Jan Leschetsky, and finally the Italian Symphony by Mendelssohn. What's behind the choices, especially of the Britten and the Mendelssohn, in this program?
I think the word simple is a motto word for this program, because, first of all, Simple Symphony, which hasn't been done, I think, since 1989 by this orchestra. It's very rarely performed. It's very tricky. It's very difficult for strings. It's only for strings orchestra. There are no wind instruments, no percussions, just strings. It's fiendishly difficult, though it's called Simple Symphony. But we have to make it sound very simple, very transparent. And when I was thinking about putting the program together, I was thinking, you know, the simplicity. In a way, look at Mendelssohn. Italian symphony, but it has to sound very simple, though it is very difficult to play. And sometimes I think simplicity is the key for so many things in music and generally speaking in art. Chopin, First Concerto, has this kind of simplicity when you approach it, when you look at it, and you, especially when Jan plays it, I think with this very simple approach, without overcomplicating it. The phrasing, the harmonies, the how he touches the sound. So I think simple and nice would be the motto for the concert.
But you're right. Now that you sort of put it in that framework, each of these pieces, written when its composer was fairly young, each of them really, really difficult to perform, and each of them necessary to make sound simple, or maybe easy. I don't know if easy is the right word, but certainly Mendelssohn needs to sound like it just flows. And so it's a really interesting a way to frame it. With the Mendelssohn, was this music that was with you from very early on in your life, the Mendelssohn symphonies?
Yes, I love Mendelssohn symphonies. I come back to them regularly, and I'm very happy to bring the Italian symphony here to Boston, because I think Boston symphony has a kind of virtuosity which you need for this symphony, and that virtuosity which provides you this facility to make it sound nice and simple. And you have to be very virtuoso to play this symphony.
Well, so you're clearly familiar to some degree with the BSO, even though this is your first time here leading them. How did the BSO kind of enter into your consciousness and when you really began to understand what kind of orchestra this is?
Well, I know very well the heritage of this orchestra because I've been studying a lot the recordings, especially with one of my favorite conductors, who was Charles Münch. And I know you have, and you know, you have a great history with this wonderful conductor. And there are even video recordings, a black and white television footage. There are recordings. And I have to say, every time he made this orchestra to give unbelievable performance, almost setting the whole thing on fire. You know, it's every concert. I mean, whether it's Berlioz or Ravel or Debussy or Brahms, or, you know, this orchestra, they had an incredible chemistry between them. So that's how I know about all Boston Symphony. So I'm very happy today to be in Boston and be part of this continuation of the musical history in this city.
Tugan Sokiev, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and welcome to Boston.
Thank you very much.